Good luck swallowing that peanut butter before you start talking.
I was waiting for that guy to go, yeah, but it's the wrong song. Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Take that last mouthful of peanut butter. Yeah. I'm like, you sure you want to do that right now?
I'm like, I got time because the guy's about to go, yeah. I'm like, oh, wait.
That's the same song. So here's what I wanted to bring up. So it's a weird situation. My daughter has a friend who comes from a less than stellar situation.
Okay.
Right? The mom lives out of state. She lives with the dad, I think, but don't know for sure. But I think the dad's got his fair share of issues. He may like to drink a little.
Ooh.
Last I heard, there was no car. Like, the dad didn't have wheels, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't, you know, jeez. You know me, it's not.
Let's get to work.
So anyway, my daughter comes to me. First, I hear that the kid doesn't have a bike, and I'm like, let me just go get this kid a bike.
That sucks.
You know? But then I'm like, okay, well, then that's probably crossing a line, right?
Absolutely.
So then I'm thinking to myself, well, how do I get this kid the bike that she needs? Because all of her friends have bikes, and she doesn't, you know? And I understand it's not my job to save the world, but I love this kid. Like, if the situation warranted it, I would adopt this kid in a heartbeat.
Really? You would take a third child into your house?
This kid, 100%.
Seriously?
She is the most polite, smart, just sweet. Love this kid to death.
Right.
And
most of us poor kids are, right, Monica?
And I would do it in... I really would. I would do it in a second.
Polite, sweet.
I would do it in a second. And... you know, fortunate enough to be in a situation where I can help,
right.
You know? So I was like, well, I don't think I could just buy this kid a bike because I think it might piss the father off. And I'm like, okay, well, then
how can I do it?
He'd be happy he didn't have to buy it. And
But you're cutting his balls off.
Exactly.
How was that cutting his balls off?
How about
off?
Just sticking a knife in his pride?
Yeah, it's a mess. And I get it, Monica.
You have to look at it from the dad's point of view.
I understand it because I'm just looking. I would love to be able to just look at it. You know, is about helping the kid.
Right.
But I'm also getting in way of somebody else's parenting kind of thing. I was like, okay, maybe I can just get a bike and just call him up and say, listen, man, you know, I don't know if you can use this. I don't know if Lily's got one, but we were doing something through the radio station and I have this bike. It's brand new. If you want to take it and give it to her and just, you know, I'm not looking for any credit here. I just want the kid to have a bike.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't need to come from me.
In this guy's brain, you think that it would be better to accept a free bike from as a gift, mm-hmm. but not
than somebody else doing something
buying
that he should be able to do.
Right.
Right. But can't. And then, so after that, I'm like, okay. Then all of a sudden my daughter calls me up. She's like, Dad. So her dad promised her she's a cheerleader. She's in seventh grade and she's a cheerleader. And her dad promised her these cheerleading shoes or whatever the hell it is. I don't even know what a cheerleading shoe is. And, you know, he promised her and then told her, no, she can't have it. And she started crying to me, well, to my daughter in her room saying, my family's always promising me things and then never coming through.
Yeah, that's on the dad. That's bad.
So my daughter's like, can we get her the you know, can you, and I, cause I always tell my daughter, I go, if that girl needs anything, you come to me,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And so my daughter came to me and I'm like, Isabella, I don't think I can do that. I go, if we're going away, I can take her away with us and just say, hey, don't worry about it. You know, it's cool. And that's one thing I said, but I don't think I can buy her things without her father getting upset. I don't know if I should just be like, you know what, dude, until you get your act together and just take care of the kid. It's about the kid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I wish it was just about the kid. I just want to take care of the kid and make sure she feels comfortable in her own skin. Because remember before with the, you know, when I said my daughter was wearing makeup and I was like, are you wearing makeup? And she said, no, no, no. I go, you guys are beautiful girls. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And her first response, I barely got the sense. She's like, I'm not beautiful. And I'm like, man.
Break your heart.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Because she is.
Yeah,
but
buying stuff for her, it's a
trap.
I know.
I got it, dude. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But I don't know.
Let me give you an example. My dad, when he was out of work, I will never forget this, and it was over $5. But when I was in that stupid fife and drum corps, and we had to have extra lessons to go to competition in D.C., we're going to have extra lessons. So that week, it was going to be an extra $5. And I got in the car and I told my dad, and I felt him just going, oh, crap. Because he had early 70s, the extra $5. I mean, that could be 3 hours of how much per hour or 4 hours of how much per hour you're making in 71 or 72, whatever. So, I mean, I never expected it to do that. I didn't know that as a kid. I learned that minute sitting in the seat of the Rusty Pinto saying, you know, John's dad said he would, and sure enough, as I'm telling him, John's dad walks over to the car. My dad lowers the window. Hey, what's going on? How are you? And they're talking to his peers. And then as soon as the guy says the sentence, my dad becomes this big. As soon as he says, you know, I know things are tough. We're doing extra lessons this week. So, you know, if it's really tight, you know, I'll always be happy. He's trying to do a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Crushed my dad's soul. And my dad was like, no, thanks. No, appreciate it. Don't worry. I got it. Don't worry about it. And he was, I mean, if he could have exploded, he would have on the way home driving. If his head could have exploded, I think he would have felt better.
Out of anger or out of despair?
Like, out of, as hard as he's working, he's in a tough situation.
Right.
Everybody does know. And this guy tried to do something nice. My dad is like, no, it's pride and take care of your kids.
Understood.
So think if somebody understood, did that. So you have to look at it from the dad's point of view. And if someone did that to you.
But right. Was your dad mad at the guy or at himself?
He was a little mad that the guy offered, but mostly mad at the situation. Not right. Himself. He was working his ass off, and right. He still couldn't come up with that extra $5. He's got other kids and other priorities. So if someone comes to you who's really rich and looks at you guys, imagine that, and looks at you and says, you know, we'd like to set up your daughter with something ridiculous, you wouldn't be, you'd be like, I'm not gonna, we're not buying that.
Like,
then how would that make you feel? That's how you gotta look at it.
I'd be like, does my wife have to go down on you or something? Because you know, we can make that happen.
Right.
Yeah, I get it, but it's like, I feel like this
but
kid,
you could help her so many other ways,
I
like
could,
you're talking
for whatever
about.
Reason, because you know what it is, anybody who meets this kid, my sister was there Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, I guess she knew kind of the background. I walked in the door, my sister, the first words out of my sister's face was, you gotta go get this kid a bike. Like, my sister looked right at me. And, mm-hmm. and my sister.
That's nice.
But, my sister has no soul.
Yeah.
So for someone to find a spot in that black heart.
Yeah.
And for my sister to open up to that kid.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's like anybody who meets this kid, the first thing they say is, I love this kid.
Yeah. She's that kind of kid.
It's strange,
awesome.
Man. It's very, very strange. Like, I like most of the kid's friends. I really do. Love this kid.
Yeah.
Love
so what if
kid.
You
because
happen
throughout
to have
all this madness that she's got going on in life, yeah. You know, there was the mother was an addict and this, that, and the other thing. Through all of it,
yeah,
you would never know whether or not it's all affecting
on.
Her
mm-hmm.
because she comes out and she's got a smile on her face and she's just
a good kid. That's
great,
awesome.
Just a great, great kid.
Yeah, the only way I can think is maybe what if you're in your garage, you happen to have an extra bike.
Well,
and
that
she
was
rides it when she comes over your house, and then. You like, listen, she rides when she's here, but it's extra. We have an extra bike. If you don't mind, she can just take it home if you want. She can ride it home, but she can ride it when she's here too. And he might say, I'll leave it here. And then when she's here, she can ride it. That's great. And it doesn't. Because what if that guy is saving $10 a week to buy her a bike and now you trump it?
To be honest,
that'd be horrible.
With, like, to be honest with you, I don't have room in my garage for another bike.
Yeah.
I don't have room in my garage.
Well, you want to help her or not?
I don't have room in my garage for a tennis ball at this point. You know? Listen.
See what
I mean?
Like,
I get it.
It could crush what he's trying to do. He's maybe saving money now to get her a bike.
But I have like,
imagine
the, what
if
about
that
like,
happens.
Like the cheerleading shoes? Can I get her the cheerleading shoes? Can
unless it's her birthday or
right.
for a holiday or some sort of gift?
I can't do anything, right?
Just like Roger said, think about no matter what the situation is, whatever you're interpreting it to be, or whatever reality is. Think about if somebody said to you, JP, I don't like the way you're doing something,
I know, I got
so
it.
I'm going to buy this for your daughter because she told me that she needed this.
Dude, I get it, man. That's what I told my daughter.
Yep.
And my daughter, she's like, Dad, I just feel so bad for her,
okay. And it sucks.
I know, okay. Man.
Not your problem, unfortunately. But what you can do is, like what you said, when she is in your presence, you make sure she's fed well.
Right.
If they're going out,
time.
If you're going out, play mini golf, you pay for it, whatever it is.
Right.
Make sure
you
Isabella's always her best
stuff.
Friend.
Right. You take care of that stuff.
Yeah.
And let her know that if she has any problems that she needs to talk about, you can you have you can confide in you and Nicole and the family.
Yeah.
If she ever needs a place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a
it's just
tough
so,
situation.
You know, I just. Ugh.
Al's on line one. Hey, Al.
It's hard.
Hey, how you guys doing? I love your show.
What's up, buddy? Thanks.
Thanks, man.
I had an idea. Maybe, JP, you could buy your daughter a new bike, and then your daughter could say, you know, to her friend, hey, I got a new bike. You know,
yeah, but like then it's hand-me-downs, and then it's hand-me-down stuff. And I know. Well, They're at such a fragile age. Too.
Yeah, that's it.
You
yeah.
know, it's,
no question.
It's, they're 12 years old. Puberty is setting in. Everything is changing. You know, it's like everybody wants to keep up with the Joneses and her extended family is taking her away next week. I was very happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's going to Disney with her extended family.
Extended awesome. Family.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, it's just...
All right, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Hang on, we have people who have solutions, easy fixes for the situation. We'll get a couple of your calls in there, and then we'll be getting a dead guy in the envelope where you try to solve who the dead celebrity is, whose name is in the envelope. I think we've all been on one side or the other of this situation. It's definitely sensitive, no question. All right, we'll see what you guys have to say next. We'll be right back with dead guy coming up to all.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.